Warning, the following program is intended for sales professionals and sales professionals only. If you're easily offended or just bitch in general, this show is not for you. Now that's out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the week again. Get your attitudes in check, your shit together, and get ready to take your sales game to the ultimate level. The Rockstar Closer Radio Program is broadcasted by salespeople for salespeople. You'll find no BS here, just straight talk from sales pros winning on the front lines every day. Now, without further ado, here he is, the man, the badass, the closer, the coldest salesman of our generation, Ryan Stuman.
I look back on that intro because, you know, last time that I did a radio show, Blog Talk was all messed up and I wasn't even able to play the intro, right? So I listened to it this time and I laugh. I'm like, I am the coldest salesman. It keeps like going back down into the 60s here in Dallas and I'm in a t-shirt fucking freezing over here. So anyway, happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to the show. We haven't done one of these in a while. Like I said, the last one that I did, we had technical errors on, even though it's really killer content on there. It just, you know, when things don't get started, I mean, how is that for like a life lesson, right? When things don't get started the way you want to, sometimes it just doesn't ever feel right as you go through the whole thing. Even though sometimes you deliver some amazing shit during the process, it doesn't start off right. Sometimes it just don't feel good. So regardless, but don't let that stop you from this. Just because it didn't feel weird to me in the beginning, don't let that stop you from checking out. Like I said, some good content last time. And we're going to have some good content today. But first, like always, we got to go through and pay these bills, man. This shit be piling up. When you're on a certain level, living a certain lifestyle, your bills be piling up, right? So, but in all seriousness, actually, I want to offer you something free, first of all, here. We've assembled a group called Sales Talk with Sales Pros on Facebook. You can go to sales, www.salestalkgroup.com. Go ahead and put your name and email address right there, and it'll take you to our secret group. And you can join our administrator, the lovely Lindsay, which, by the way, shout out, it's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Lindsay. So it's the first birthday shout out I've ever done, ever in the history of the show. So that shows you how important she is to the Hardcore Closer organization there. But she will let you into the group, and, you know, there's no spamming, no trying to sell your shit, right? Just go in there, offer some value, give some tips, ask some questions, take away, but leave as much as you take away. In other words, if you have questions and you get clients, or if you have questions and you get answers, make sure that if you have answers, you provide those to the people that have questions as well. We're just trying to make it a community of sales professionals that is eventually, what my goal is this, for us to become a large association, to convert this from just a Facebook group and an email list to an association where we as salespeople can actually have some sort of a powerful lobby at some point and quit getting pushed and kicked and beaten around and shit like that. So how's that for big-ass ambition? All right, so again, go to www.salestalkgroup.com, and you can enter your contact information. Give us your real shit, right? It's me. I'm not going to email you to death. I'm not going to try to sell you a bunch of stuff. It's just that if we have something that pertains to the group, we want to make sure that you're on the list to be able to get it, because you know how it is. You don't always see shit in your Facebook newsfeed. Right? That's just the way it is. It went from three particular factors to over 100,000 different factors. So you don't always see, because we have so many friends things in your Facebook newsfeed. All right. Now, to pay some bills, you can go to, I'm going to give you something, right? I'm going to give you a free one-hour training, right? I'm going to give you free training that's going to teach you how to do things organically, how to have some closing on Facebook, how to have some closing conversations from organic and paid traffic strategies. Then I'm also going to show you what you can do as far as traffic and retargeting with Facebook ads, all in an hour. Doesn't matter if you sell consulting. Doesn't matter if you sell real estate. Doesn't matter if you sell loans. Doesn't matter if you sell insurance. Doesn't matter if you sell fucking drugs, right? You're going to be able to make more customers. Please don't sell drugs. It's a terrible thing. I'm only kidding over here. But back to this, you're going to be able to make sales. You're going to be able to generate leads, make sales. You're actually going to be able to charge premium pricing if you follow the process that I'm going to teach you on this hour-long training. But to get your hands on it, you have to go to www.bfadigital.com. That's BFA as in Break Free Academy. This is the beginning point of my Break Free Academy funnel. How's that for transparency and marketing? But I figure if I can show you enough value in that hour, that you'll be curious enough to find out how much that program costs. And once you see what all you get for the price of that program, I also believe that you'll be wise enough to make the decision to make that purchase and start implementing these things in your life so you can see an ROI as fast as possible. So, again, go over to the Break Free Academy Digital Program. That's www.bfadigital.com. You're not going to be let down. Whether you buy with me or not, whether you decide to become a customer, whether you decide to become a client, whether you decide to do your part and give back for all that you've taken from these podcasts and videos and everything else of mine that you've watched. And I greatly appreciate that, by the way. But if you decided that it's your turn to give back, then make sure that you implement that stuff, because that's the big deal. For me, I want, if you invest and you take action and you educate yourself with this stuff, I want you to make sure that you take action as well. And for those of you that decide to take action, don't go now. Listen to the rest of the podcast, right? For those of you that decide to take action and become customers, I greatly appreciate that. That also gives you the credit that you pay for the BFA digital program. We'll give you credit for the BFA live event that we do in Dallas, too, should you decide that you want to come to that down the road. So how's that? Last thing, and we're moving on to our guests this week. At this point, it's like episode 120-something. I'm doing this for a long time, and I'm at 120-something episodes, and I only make about one episode a month right now. And I don't say that to brag. I just say that I've continued to do this for a long time because you guys continue to do your part and share this show. I remember when I first started. Matter of fact, if you'll go back to October 5th of 2011, the first year that I started this, there was, or maybe it's 2010, regardless, there is a show that has one listener, me, the host. Right? It's full of great content, by the way. Nobody's ever listened to it. But when I started this thing, I had no clue how I was doing anything. For the first 6 months that I had this podcast, it was blocked through the search engine because I had some boxes checked wrong on Blog Talk Radio. But I want to say this. Thank you for your support, those of you that have listened along the way. Thank you for sharing this with your friends on Facebook and Twitter and the social webs. I appreciate all that, and I thank you in the future for continuing to do so. I promise to always do my part and show up here with good people that can bring you good information. And if I can't find somebody good to bring you good information, I'll just give it to you myself. And I always promise to keep that. And all I ever ask from you, even if you decide not to be a client of anything I ever sell ever, is just to continue to share this, spread the word, email it to your friends, put it on your Twitters, let LinkedIn know about it, even though I tend to fucking say the word fuck a whole fucking lot. But it's all good, right? People in the sales industry, that's how we talk. I'm one of you, and that's like my signature deal to let you know that I'm one of you and not scared of it, right? I don't hide behind being a salesman. I'm actually very proud of it. So with that being said, back in January, well, I guess about a year ago, maybe a little bit before, maybe it hasn't quite been a year, I met the gentleman that I've invited to come on the show today. Super energetic guy, right? And you know, you meet people and you see them on their videos and you can have certain perceptions about them and everything. And then you meet them in person and you make the decisions like, oh, this person's who they seem to be online, or, oh, this person is, you know, completely out of whack with their alignment of who they're pretending to be and who they are. And when I met our guest today in person, I was actually really impressed. And you know, he has quite a similar story to myself. And he's quite energetic. So I imagine as I introduce Tyson James Lee here, I mean, unmute you, buddy, but as I introduce you to everybody here, I'm sure the words are going to be flying a million miles an hour today between the two of us on the show here, man. Can let me see if I can hear you, man. Welcome to the show.
Abso-fucking-lutely, they're going to be flying.
Awesome, man. I can hear you good, man. So welcome to the show, dude. Thanks for coming on
and
spending some time with us here and sharing some knowledge with us, dude. So if you don't mind, man, tell us a little bit, you know, like say in 2 minutes or less, tell us a little bit about your background and who you are and all that kind of good stuff.
All right. I come from a little tiny town in Washington State called Chehalis. It's right in between Portland and Seattle, industrial town, real blue collar, a lot of 9-to-5 kind of things. And I've always had the entrepreneurial spirit. And about 12 months ago, I just had this feeling in the pit of my stomach that I got to go create some dreams in California. So I took $600 in a backpack, and I left. And I was determined to make it happen. So there were some ups and downs and, you know, some rocky things that happened. I was actually living on the beach for about 3 weeks at one point while I was looking for a place to stay, but I just kept at it. And then I found high ticket sales, and I started closing massive amounts of high ticket sales, over $100,000 worth of deals in just a few short weeks. And that pretty much established, you know, the path from there. And now I'm doing very, very well. And I'm running the back end of a business that does $250,000 a month on organic Facebook traffic.
So how did you find, like, so you went from, that's an interesting story, man. I didn't even know that much about it. So I'm even more intrigued. So how did you go from, so what was, like, there a turning point where you found high ticket sales? Not like one day you're on the beach, washed up, the wave come in, it's cold as fuck in the Pacific Ocean. You're like, oh, shit, high ticket sales. Like, tell us a little bit more about that transition, man. That's interesting.
Okay. So my buddy Robert Brower is a very, very good internet marketer, and he was working. Yeah. So he's one of my best friends. Robert's one of the greatest men I know, and was working for Russ Ruffino, who owns Clients on Demand. And
I know Russ too.
Nice. And so Robert contacted Russ and said, "Hey man, Tyson can sell anything. I mean, this guy's amazing. You got to give him a chance." And the company was currently struggling with a couple salespeople that, you know, hadn't closed a deal in over a month. And I got on and started closing deals left and right. I actually closed the first two live bodies I got on the phone. And Robert was stoked. He's like, "Man, I look like a genius." I'm like, "Cool. Well, I got money. So, and I can do this." And that's how it went.
So that's really cool, man. I respect both of those guys a whole lot. I haven't met Russ in person, but I have met Robert in person. I didn't know that you guys were, it makes even more sense. Like, I didn't know you guys were all connected or whatever, but it's all coming together. That's a good circle to be a part of, man. Isn't it funny how sometimes you just, like, you just fall into the right place because you knew somebody, man, and they give you a shot. Yeah. It's kind of funny that's what happened to me. I was washing cars and somebody got, you know, was begging me to get in the mortgage business. I'm like, "Lady, I don't even have a truck payment. How the hell am I going to do finances?" You know? So, but I was like, "I could sell anything and it's got to pay better than this damn car wash. Let's do it." So same thing as you. So how long did it, so you, your first day you made a couple sales, right? And they had been on a month long stagnation period, right? Where they hadn't done shit in a month. Right. So you made your couple sales,
go ahead. So Dan was closing sales, and Dan was the guy who gave me the little training. So I do want to give a shout out to Dan Ellis. He's a great sales trainer. And he did give me the framework for what I do today. I did capitalize on it a little bit and manipulate it to my own kind of form and style. But I'm definitely where I am.
You
want to
hear something funny?
People. Yeah.
Dan was like maybe client number 5 or 6 of mine, like way back in the day, man. So that's I think he's actually been on this podcast before with me as well. I just met him for the first time at Traffic and Conversion when I met you. I didn't realize he was like 9 foot tall, man, but like he was probably client number 5 or 6.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just want to shout out to him and shout out to Robert. Definitely very, very thankful for the people that have influenced me in my life to bring me to the point I am today.
What a small world, man. That's really cool. I had no idea before I even invited you on here that you'd come from that you were in all those circles over there. So that's really cool. Good people to be around, for sure. So that brings us to present day. So you start making sales for Russ, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. You start making sales for Russ. Robert's talking about you. Other people talk about you. And if it's anything like when I first started in this business and when most people in the marketing world can't sell for shit, right? We can both agree on that
absolutely.
So that's why they're in marketing and not sales, right? So when they find out to the grapevine that there's somebody who can close shit, you, for example, I bet you started getting hit up by all the guys that, at least in like Ruffino's circle, you know, to find out how he's making all these sales stuff. It's like you're the secret weapon. So are you still selling for him, or did you get recruited away from that, or like what were the next steps from there?
I get to keep it 100% real and authentic, and I'm very, very thankful to the organization and what they did. They put me in a position to build a sales team. I brought on several guys. I was making leveraged money off of the guys that were closing deals, so I could take the day off, have a couple of my guys close sales, and I'm still bringing in, you know, $1,000, $2,000. And they got to a point where they felt that they didn't any longer want to give me money on inbound leads, just on leads that were created, even though they were still my guys. And that's okay. I respect their business decision, but I respect myself and value myself far, far too much to take a pay cut any time in life.
So you moved on and started your own deal as like an independent gunslinger from there? Or?
Yeah, well, so I'm taking all these calls, Stuman, and it's fucking amazing. So when I'm taking all these calls, you get a real good idea of the market because you're talking to the market all day. So after fielding hundreds, if not thousands of these calls, I came to the conclusion because everyone's like, okay, so we get the marketing funnel. That's great. How the fuck do we find you, Tyson? How do we find somebody that we can hire to close our deals? And I'm thinking, that's a really great idea. That's a really interesting idea. So I came up with a company called Sales Empire. And Sales Empire was a company where I train salespeople for high-ticket coaches and consultants, and this is a specific type of sale. It's the 80-20 rule. It's a pre-sold lead that comes through a webinar funnel, and I teach people how to sell it on the back end. And then I was starting to lease sales guys out and take a percentage to make leverage money. And so I found that there was a huge fucking need in the market for high-ticket coaching and consulting sales for information products and services. And I couldn't find a whole lot of training. You have a little bit on it, Stuman. Gulliver Giles, I guess, has some on it. But to be honest, I don't really like that guy. So, you know. I'm just being honest. I got to keep it real, man.
So you've got your own high-ticket thing. So now are you training other people as well? So you're, like, putting people in place for these. So basically once they get their marketing dialed in, you're able to put their sales stuff dialed in. Because really you got to have both of them. Right, because sales is no good without marketing. Marketing is no good without sales. Like, you know, the chicken or the egg type of deal, in my opinion, anyway.
True. People can contact me. Go ahead.
What I was going to say is a lot of people, they work on mastering marketing because they don't really have the social skills to close stuff, right, or the confidence in themselves or whatever to close stuff. So, and I could see that a lot of people say, well, where do I get another one of you? So, right now, how many companies – so you went from a year ago sleeping on the beach, right, not sure what you were going to do, to, like, now how many guys do you have and how many different companies that you have set up as far as, like, sales?
Okay. So Sales Empire is just a basic consulting business. People can reach out to me, and I have about a dozen guys that I've trained in sales, and you can reach out to me and say that you need a salesperson. I'll take care of all the training. So I usually charge $5,000 for sales training. I do all the training, and then I lease out the people, and I take a certain amount of points. So I offer they take 20 points. I pay my guys 15 points. I take 5 points off the top. And currently doing that. My main focus right now is building out the sales process in Marcy Lock Enterprises. So it was very remarkable to me that she was doing it. Close to $250,000 or up to $250,000 in organic Facebook traffic. And me being a sales guy from always taking it off from the funnel, I thought that was remarkable that she was able to generate that. So I really crunched the numbers and looked back and I thought, you know, hey, I think we can do another $250,000 on paid ads alone. And so Marcy hired me to help her scale the business from 6 figures a month to 7 figures a month. And it's become such a lucrative opportunity, I feel like it deserves and demands the majority of my time.
So do you still like sales calls on a daily basis, or are you basically playing a managerial role for your guys at this point?
No, I'm still getting my hands dirty. I'm still taking sales calls. And to be honest, I do take breaks a couple months off here and there, but I love it, Stuman. I love getting on the phone, and when you sell a product or service that changes somebody's life, you can't beat that feeling of influencing somebody and helping them overcome their own fear to get what they need to effectively do better in life.
Yeah, I agree with that, man. There's something about – in my case, I'm not really doing the personal development side like Marcy does, obviously, or Garrett or any of those folks, but what I do is put money in people's hands, right, through business. Changes, and a lot of times money will put a smile on somebody's face faster than anything else that I know, so I get it. And people change their lifestyle and shit, so, you know, I that's why I do what I do. It's not so much that we're about to make a bunch of sales or marketing or whatever, but it's that same thing. Mm-hmm. I know what the result of what happens, just like you know the result of someone going through a mindset shift. I know the result of someone getting some money in their hand. They ain't got time for a mindset shift. Now, because that's generally who I'm targeting. So what do you think makes you – so I'm hearing some really cool stuff here. So thing number one, is you stop these guys in the beginning that were on a month-long dry spell, and then basically, because I know they're still on fire now, so those guys are still
on fire
over there. Yeah, absolutely. So, and I see Russ's ads all the time. So that's cool, right? You broke their streak. Now you're over here helping Marcy kill it. What's your strategy? Do you have like a system that you employ every time you get on the phone, or are you just like one of those guys who doesn't take no for an answer? What? Talk to me now.
Right. So I developed what we call the 5-point check system, and I analyzed all these calls. I record every one of my calls, and I took a month off and did nothing but listen to my old sales calls. And I developed a formula that I call the five checkpoint formula, and it's basically about crossing 5 different checkpoints. And I noticed that every single deal that I would close passed all 5 checkpoints. And when I missed a checkpoint or two, it was close to getting closed, but it didn't get closed. And so I thought this was remarkable. And so I developed training around this concept. Now, I've read 2 sales books in my entire life, and I didn't really care for either of them. God made me this way. I close deals. That's one of my geniuses. I'm great with people. I love to help people. And I don't take no for a fucking answer. So, for instance, if somebody tells me that they're broke and I really believe that they need the product, I'm not going to tell them. I'm going to tell them that's even a better idea to do it. I mean, you should really in a position where you got to generate some cash flow. So at this point, if you don't go with this and get this help, then you're probably going to be stuck in the same position, if not worse, in 6 months. So it's not about resources. It's about resourcefulness. Who loves you enough? Who loves you enough to help you do this in your life? How good's your credit? Can you get a line of credit? So, to be honest, the no money thing is just a bullshit objection anyways. It's just an excuse. It's just underlying fear of limiting beliefs about how money is made. And so when you can break it down from not only a sales standpoint, but you can come back and break it down from a mindset standpoint and really legitimately tell them if they don't get out of their own fucking way that they're going to be in the same position or worse in 6 months, they listen.
You know, it's interesting you say that because I believe that. These days, you and I have talked about this privately. These days, my sales strategy is a lot different than it has been in the past. But at the same time, you know, when you have somebody, say right now somebody has a growth or cancer or something like that, and they know they need to go to the doctor, but it's going to cost them $6,000 to get the operation because their deductible or insurance, whatever the fuck the cost is, right? Like, if they know that they have to have that, they can come up with that money to make that happen. And a lot of times when somebody's approaching a personal development coach or someone that needs a lifestyle change or someone that's broken down and hit rock bottom, they're in that same situation, man. If they don't get that brain surgery right, if they don't get their mindset right or whatever, they're not going to be able to get cured and be able to move on, and that thing's going to drag them down forever. And it's interesting to hear, like, your passion come out when you were talking about that, because you can tell, or at least I can, just by the way that you started kind of ramping up a little bit with your vocal intensity, that you feel that way. Like, this is like that operation that you can't live without. That makes for a good sell, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I want to touch on mindset and the importance of mindset and sales real quick. And so there's different ways. So obviously, and I'll give Russ the credit for this. I got this from Russ, but the doctor-patient mindset, right? When you go into the doctor and he fucking tells you that you have cancer and you need chemotherapy, as shocking as this may be, as much as you may not want to hear this, you're going to go get chemotherapy because you're going to take the doctor's recommendation. Why? Because you fucking want to live to breathe another day. And when you take that mindset into the call, it's amazing what you can accomplish. You are a doctor and they're saving lives. So then the other side I want to talk about is mindset around the financial game and money. So when I found the way to change my mindset 3 weeks after I started to what I call up-leveling in life, I closed a deal just by making one connection for 2.5% of $1 million that's going to pay me that out residually for the next 10 years or longer. And I made the cover of Ryan Lee's fitness magazine. They found me on Facebook. And so when you truly believe that you are worth it in life, things are going to start to show up for you like that. When you change your belief systems from life is difficult to life is fucking easy, it shows up fucking easy.
Man, I agree. You know, I'm a big believer in the law of attraction, but it's not so much of like from a hokey standpoint. as much as it is. You put your mind to something, and you somehow seem to seek it out. Like when I sit on an airplane, right, I'm always looking for, like, the good-looking people, right? Is there a good-looking chick going to sit next to me? Because I ride solo, right? Is a good-looking chick going to sit next to me? Is a good-looking dude going to sit next to me? Or some enormous hairy dude that smells like shit that ain't showered in 3 days going to come sit down next to me? Or some lady with facial hair, right? Because you never know who's going to sit down next to you, right? So I'm looking, and you're missing 15 or 20, maybe even 50, like, just regular-looking people coming by, always, like, because you're focused, I know I am, like, focused looking to see if, like, the good-looking people are going to come sit down next to you, right? So you got somebody cool to talk to, in my case, right? And, but you overlook that stuff. So what I'm saying is when you put your mind to something, a lot of times the law of attraction is just overlooking all the average and the ugly people that are passing by in the airplane, focused on the good stuff. And so reason why I give that analogy is, and I made a video about this the other day. You know, I decided to start investing in some other different kind of hard assets, software, real estate, things of that nature. And I haven't even put the word out or mentioned it to anybody, but somehow, you know, three software deals found their way into my lap that I was actually interested in. Actually, more than that, found their way into it. But I end up, you know, being a part of three of them. So it's just interesting to see that when you put your mindset to something, it's like all of a sudden this shows up. But I look back and I've had software opportunities all along. I was just never looking for them, so I ignored them. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, I think that relates back to having the mindset of what you're looking for.
Yep.
But please continue.
Absolutely. All right. So yeah, mindset. So important. I think the single most important thing in sales is to actually give a shit about what you're doing. When you lose passion for what you're doing, you're not able to do that. So I've gotten on the phone before and strictly with passion and strictly with, you know, massive amounts of passion, I've closed deals. And that is probably the single most influential thing to help people sell the deal. I come off super passionate. They're like, man, this guy's fucking excited about what he's doing. They get excited on the phone. They get excited on the phone. So always show up with a smile. Always show up with enthusiasm and passion. And make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons. You don't have to sell your soul to get rich. That's a Robert Brower quote.
It's true, man. I haven't had to sell shit except for products and good old-fashioned help to people, man. So as we wind down the show, man, because holy shit, 30 minutes flew by quick with the two of us talking on here. I knew it kind of would. But so give us an idea of how we can reach out to you, man. So how can somebody find you?
Okay. So at this point, you can find me on Facebook at Tyson James Lee. I am one of Ryan Stuman's friends. You can find me on that. I'm involved in several different small businesses. I'm always looking for business partners. I'm always looking to strike up affiliate deals and always looking to help people. I do one-on-one sales consulting for organizations and coaches and consultants, but you know, it's got to be the right price, and I got to feel like it's synergistic for us to work together. So at this point, I feel like I'm on fire and I can't lose, and I want to go from making six figures a month to eventually making seven figures a month, and you can find me on Facebook at Tyson James Lee.
Cool, man. Well, thanks for taking some time away from your busy day today. And sharing some of your knowledge and insight and everything with the audience here, man. I really appreciate you doing that with us today. And, man, I hope you have a great rest of the day and weekend. And go close some sales, man.
All right. Thank you, Stuman. You have a fucking fantastic day, my friend.
Awesome. All right, everybody. Well, shit, man. Like I was saying, 30 minutes flies by. Now I got all this warnings going on in my headphones over here. It's like, Ryan, time to shut it down. Ryan, you know how they do it in the studio. Some lady's going 60 seconds. It's weird. But anyway, hey, if you enjoyed this show, connect with Tyson. More importantly, yes, I said more importantly, share the show, right? If you dug what he said, if you enjoyed the dialogue that we had on today's podcast, share it with somebody else so they can listen to it on their way to or from work or whatever. When they're stuck in traffic, at least they can have some inspiration, some motivation by the time they arrive to the workforce to really go in there and close sales, because that's what the Rockstar Closer podcast is all about, closing sales. And with that being said, go close some sales. Thanks for listening.